right here on CorporateCoverageRadio.com. Today's sports coverage is being brought to you by those community-minded sponsors you're going to hear during today's broadcast. Stay tuned. More sports coverage on its way.
Good evening. Good evening. I can hear you there. Now I can hear me. Thank you, Neil. Good evening. Welcome to the Salina Intermediate School here on Portland Street. So if you drove by it, come back just across from the BMV, the Bureau of Motor Vehicles. So that is the school we are playing at tonight. So make sure you guys turn around, come back this way, because there might have been a little bit of miscommunication on that. So anyway, so we're here tonight getting ready to take on the Salina Bulldogs. Starting for the Indians, Susie, you want to tell us the starting lineup for the Fort Recovery Indians?
Sure. For the Indians, we have, are they doing all the lineups?
I believe.
So I assume this will be our lineup.
Yes.
So starting for the Indians, it will be Paige Forkamp. Hope Wendell. Olivia Patch. Brooke Collig. Whitley Rammel.
Marissa Garkey.
And then Kiki will be our libero coming in and taking the spot for Whitley.
Yep.
And then starters for the Salina Bulldogs.
We have Kayla Brunswick, senior. They have Samantha Carlin, junior. Maria Lutz, another junior. Brooklyn Bourne, a middle hitter, freshman. And then Amelia Lutz, an outside hitting freshman. So let's see, I only have five circled.
Their libero is 22.
Okay, so Zoe McNeilan is their libero. So I know I'm missing somebody, Emily Sweeterman, I believe. So that's your starting lineup for the Salina Bulldogs. They are starting two freshmen, so they a little bit young. We've got, what, one senior, two juniors, two seniors, a junior, two juniors, and two freshmen. So, young team. Indians come in today 3-0 in the NAC, 12-1 in the overall. Our lone loss, St. Henry, that invitation they had. And then Salina is 5-6. I believe all five of their losses were MAC schools. So,
they had six losses. Five of them, MAC schools. They just got beat by Lyda the other night, I believe.
Okay.
So, that was their first loss in the WBL. They're 2-1 in the WBL right now.
Okay. So we'll see what they can bring to us.
They do have some height to match our height.
They do. We'll see.
Girls that are, yep, got some good height on them.
Yeah, and if we go back to that JV game, I know we were missing, Lily Luthel tonight, so we had to throw in some players, and ended up getting beat in three long games. First game was like 26-24, and then we had a real bad stretch the second game. I think somebody told me they scored like 10 straight points on us. I believe we lost that one 15-25. And then the third game was 25-19 or 20.
Oh, close.
It was back and forth for a while. And then, you know, when you're back and forth and then you just lose two or three points in a row, it's hard to come back from that. And that, I think that's what happened. We just made one or two more mistakes than they did. So,
and having a six rotation player out, that hurts.
Yes,
that
absolutely.
Hurts as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So,
our freshman team is home tonight against Parkway.
Oh, okay.
So, since we hear something about that, we'll let everyone know how they did.
I'll have to get a text message out to a parents.
What's going on here.
So, Susie, I'll let you take the reins. Play
the ready. Looks like the Indians are going to be starting off serving with Brooke Collig back to serve for us.
Yep.
Brooke's a very consistent server for us.
Yep.
Glad to have her on our side. Get it over, and they're struggling to get it over.
Yeah.
So they free ball it over. There's Brooke, back set to Whitley, and a slide, and a block. We can't get it back to the
point. Yep.
Nice block.
A little too telegraphed. I think probably not the first play to give.
You know,
and it was telegraphed. Even when you're arching your back to set it, that's a key number one. So
just got to settle in here.
Yep.
Play our game.
Yep.
First serve by Bulldogs is out. So scores 1-1.
So we're not going to see.
Kiki goes out. Back to serve for the Indians is Whitley. And then Olivia Patch comes in the front row. In the front row, we have Liv, Paige, and Marissa. In the back row, we have Whitley, Brooke, and Hope. Good serve by Whitley.
Yeah.
Set to the left side. And We got lucky on that one.
Double hit on Carla.
She's a phenomenal set.
She's so fun to watch.
She's fun to watch. She went and played overseas and had a great time over
Australia.
There.
Yeah.
She's had some great experience.
2-1 for the Indians. Whitley with an ace serve.
Nice
serve there.
That's a good confident serve. Her and I had to have a little talk about serving. She had a rough stretch of it. So I said, just take a deep breath. I sent her this long article she had to read. She's like, really, Mom?
And you can't hit it long in this gym or you're
right.
Laughing out the back long.
Right.
Small gym. Yeah. Another good serve by Whitley. And they have to free ball it over. So dig by Brooke Colley. Set the page for camp. Want to pick it up. Put the left side and that's out.
Yep. Indians get another point.
3-1 Indians up.
Nice play.
We are sitting on the floor tonight announcing this game, so it's a little hard to see what's in and what's out.
Yep.
What kind of balls are coming at us here. But. Yeah.
And they come at us fast.
Yeah. Whitley serves in just on the outside line. So.
Out of bounds.
4-2. Kiki's back in the lineup for the Indians in the back row. So Whitley takes a seat. To serve for the Bulldogs is number 22, one of the Hamilton. Marissa just has to roll shot it over. The Dogs are setting it up. It's like they're going to have to free ball it over.
Yeah, nice
stage four camp to Hope. Out to Marissa.
Nice.
Good save by the Bulldogs. Back through the middle. Indians get a hand on it. Set over to Marissa. Cross court shot. Bulldogs pick it up. And there's Carlin with a drop shot in the middle.
There's her dump. We knew it was coming.
Yeah,
running that little. I believe she's running a 5-1. Not 100%.
She's on the 5-1. Yeah.
Now if Hope's looking, she's giving that ball four camp because you know Carlin's only about 5 foot tall.
Yeah.
Get that ball wide out to that antenna.
Yeah.
Or just give it to Marissa.
Yeah.
I'm betting
a nice kill by Marissa.
Marissa Garfield will mash it if you need her to.
Just cross that one.
Yeah, there. That was a nice shot. Great hit by Marissa Garcia.
In for the Indians is Chloe Showalter back to the serving duties for us and Paige Judy in the front row. Taking a seat by the Indians is Hope Hummel and Marissa Garcia. So the Indians are up 5-3. Chloe's a great server.
Nice.
And she just aced the brown girl.
Yeah.
Nice serve.
That's great serve.
Floater.
Man, I think
that's
floating.
Definitely have some movement going on there.
Yeah.
Indians up 6-3. Water, short third.
Short.
Drop her. Oh, yeah, another ace.
Yep.
Bulldogs couldn't get that one over.
I don't know who gave her that zone, but it was a pretty zone.
Yes, it was.
And they're going to give somebody else a chance here.
Yep. Indians up 7-3. They're subbing in number 5. Emily Sweeterman. Chloe back to serve. Another good serve. Up to Carlin.
Just off pace for campaign.
Into the block, but just out of bounds. Yep. That was Brunswick.
Good swing, good block. We were there, just got to turn our hands in. And I know they practiced that. I know I've seen the video they practiced that. So then he ends up 7-4. Kiki, Chloe,
off the page for camp.
And goes out of bounds.
That was a little wide.
Yeah, yep. I'm fresh and called double on that one.
Yeah, me too.
That was a nippy. It's a nipper. See if the Indians can get us a kill here. Kiki had trouble with it. So they just came. We got to free ball it over here. Let's see what Bulldog's going to do with that.
Set through the middle. Nice block by Patch.
Yeah.
Back over. Bulldog set back up. Another finger on it for Olivia. Another set a little wide there. Four camp push it over. Blocked by four camp and Patch. Another drop shot in the middle. Great.
Go. I think Chloe's weight shift was going one way,
yeah.
And the ball didn't quite go where she wanted it. And so nice play, nice dig by Brooke Collie to get the dig off the setter. So Carlin again just turns to attack and gets a nice kill.
Oh,
yep.
It was going out of bounds,
it sure was, yeah.
He couldn't tell us soon enough.
Yep.
It's kind of difficult in here. The gym is so small.
Yeah, it is.
The depth perception is a little harder.
Oh, yeah, there.
That was out of bounds.
Yeah,
so the Indians are up 8-7. Back to serve for the Indians at stage 4 camp.
You know, we've only got one kill.
It hasn't been pretty.
Good serve by
but,
the
camp.
Doesn't surprise me because Glenn has always been kind of scrappy. You know, they have a good set defense, and if you're not hitting around them, then you're probably not going to get a kill.
Yeah, let's see how they. Point for the Indians. Bulldogs couldn't get that serve back over the net. Back to serve again. The new 14th in.
Last serve.
Carlin sets up the left side.
Oh, nice try. Ooh, great dig by, I think Paige, was that Forkamp's dig, or was that?
Yeah, Forkamp got that.
Just out of the reach of Kiki.
Yep, so
Flying and Bulldogs get their 8 points. Indians up 9-8. Brenna Holman in for the Indians to replace Paige Forkamp.
Carlin back to serve for the Bulldogs. Indians up 9-8.
Kind of like Carlin in the back row. She can't be sneaky.
Yeah.
But she's little.
Still drop shot.
Yeah, she will. So she's little.
Back set to live pass.
Oh.
And then she gets that one out.
Yeah. Just off her hand.
Yep. She had, I believe, 18 kills on Saturday.
Yeah.
She was on fire on Saturday.
She sure
played
was.
Great. 9-0. Oh, that was an ace serve by Carlin.
Yep.
And he's down 10-9.
Yeah.
Indians down 10-9.
The Bulldogs get their first lead, I believe, of the day.
Oh, another ace by Carlin. 11-9, that one just fell off the net.
Yeah. Chelsea wants to
take a timeout here.
Timeout, so we'll be back in a minute.
Are you tired of farming around your wet spots in your fields? Do your crops flood out each year? Forkamp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the answer to your drainage needs. Featuring a hose, satellite-guided, self-propelled tile plow, we have the ability to tile your farm in a quick and accurate fashion. With over 23 years of experience, Brian and his team will change that wet, unprofitable field into a well-drained, ready-to-farm field. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Forkamp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
Hey, we're back here at the intermediate school. Florida Bulldogs take the lead 11-9. Indians up to this point have only got one kill, so we're hoping to make some changes here. And I think Susie's got some forceful.
Freshman won in there in a two-set victory over Parkway, 25-21, 25-14. Back to play here for the Indians. Brenna Holman with the dig. Yeah, Chloe setting the page. Nice, Julian. Nice. Nice, nice. Right side hit there, right here.
Yeah, yeah.
Beautiful.
Her outside hit wasn't so good, and you said the roll shot it in. I think she's a right side hitter.
And she was beautiful out there.
True right side. Who would have ever thought all these years of getting her that left side? And
Kiki with a nice serve. Yeah, Bulldogs are having trouble with her. They're going to have to free ball it over. Paige Judy with a dig up to Chloe. Set to Paige Judy. She dumps it over, but like Bulldogs are going to free ball it over. Brenna to Chloe. Slide for Whitley.
Oh,
and it's out of bounds.
Yeah. She's 0 for 2.
I put too much mustard on that one.
Yep, I think so too. Gotta slow that down a little bit.
Yeah. Settle in.
Yeah.
Our lighthouse doesn't really look that good so far.
No, not
for colleague with the dig on the surf.
They do have a
little hit over and then drop shot for
just in front of Paige Judy.
Just dropped it over. And 13-10, the Indians are down.
See if we can get this offense rolling.
No kidding. Brent gets back to serve. It's set to Whitley. She just drops it over. And I'll set it back up to the left side. Tried to run her hand with it. Couldn't get it up.
Yeah.
14-10.
Got Whitley and Paige Judy out there. You'd think we'd get a block on that one.
Yeah. Brenna with the dig. Chloe dumps it over.
Yeah, that's good.
Let's cut it back up.
There's our point.
That's what we need.
Yep.
We get a rotational change here.
Yeah, we got Marissa Garthy coming in.
Yep.
And Taekwondo coming in to lead the offense. So we'll see if we can get some points.
Yeah. Hope another one of our consistent servers.
Yeah. Yeah. Knock on wood, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
That was.
Bulldogs set up the right. Free ball it over. Marissa with the dig. The Holt out for Sparky. She will shot it over, and they cannot get it over.
Well, Brooke Carley's got our kill. Yep, sure did. So, yep, Hope gets it
really well. Back to serve again. A soft serve.
Yeah.
Set to the left side. Off top of the net, running with a dig. Kiki, out to Brooks, cross shot.
Look, gets us a
in. And out.
I saw my hands go in, and then she said, I think that might have been out.
We absolutely cannot tell from where it was.
Nope.
Balls are in or out.
Nope. It looked like she kind of hit it high and hard, I would have guessed. Mm-hmm. But we're not in a good spot for that.
Yep. Bulldogs back to serve. Kiki with the dig. Nice save by Hope.
Yes, it was.
Lily just had to flip it over, but a great save by Hope.
Yeah.
Bulldogs set it back up. Kiki with another dig.
Oh, they're killing Hope. Marissa.
Hope made another good play on that. Yeah. Oh, yes. Brooke piling on the overpass.
Yeah. So she got a kill on that, didn't she?
She did.
Was kind of looking down a little bit.
Yeah, she got a kill on that.
Nice.
Her passing has been a little tight today.
Yeah.
She did a really nice job.
Yeah.
2 times in a row to save that.
Yeah. She does a nice job. For as little, for as short as she is, you want that spot, you got to learn how to do that, that's for sure.
It's probably back to serve for the Indians. Set to the left side. Indians get hand on it. Kiki. With the tape. Another wide set.
Yep.
Very wide. We're having some trouble getting our balls put where it needs to be.
Yeah, we are.
16-13 Indians down. Time for us to get back into this game.
Yeah, we are up to 4 kills. We have 13 points and 4 kills.
Not a good day.
No.
There's a lefty up to serve from a colleague with the pass. Hope that Kate Korkamp and a little low shot over the top of the block.
Sometimes that just works. You got to do what you got to do when you're behind the 10-foot line hitting and setting. So.
Yep, 16-14. We'll be back to serve.
Let's see if she can string us up a couple points here.
Good serve by Whitney in the middle.
Harlan.
Hold on, set my right side here. Oh, nice block by Olivia and Paige. Korkamp. For Kelly with the dig. Hope with the set to patch. Let's get the hand on it. Set the left side here. And then Indians get another hand on it. Nice. Dig by Whitley. Hope come over and set Paige. Bulldogs get a hand on it again there. Set the middle. Not this time. Not this time. Korkamp are there to put that one down.
Yep. That's where we want it. Yep. Nice dig by Whitley and
Whitley had a nice.
Oh, yeah, it was Whitley, wasn't it? Yeah,
probably had a nice
to keep the ball in play. Yeah.
Went back to serve. Hit her in the net. So, Indians are still down 17-15. Close the gap a little bit. Whitley goes out in line at the break. Kiki comes back in.
I'm thinking in my head, and I want to scream it, but I can't. With my ear here.
Bulldogs get that serve out of bounds.
Yeah.
Chloe Shoulder back in the lineup for the Indians. Back to do serving duties for us, and Paige Judy in the front row.
Nice.
Short serve. Harlan took the left side. Indians got a hand on it. Nice dig by Chloe Showalter. Passes over to Korkamp on the right side. Blast it over. Set to the middle, and it's out of bounds. Right to my hand.
Yep. Thank you, aiming for you.
I'll take it as long as you get that bounce.
That's right. That was Maria Lutzen. Just out of bounds. Yeah, just wide.
The Indians have tied it back up here. 17 all. Chloe back to serve. Another nice serve. Harlan took the right side with Lutz. A nice block by Paige Ruby and Olivia Pat.
Yeah.
That was going nowhere.
Yep. It's a little slide wraparound for Lutz. But
I think that was a little behind her.
Yeah, it was.
Behind her head.
Ooh, why not? Amy Fitter wants to talk about it. So we'll be back right after this.
Hello, I'm Harold Seeley, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service in Fort Recovery, Ohio. We have a 2016 Jeep Compass 4-wheel drive high altitude edition with a sunroof, also has a remote start, and a backup camera. Only 14,000 miles, and we're asking $16,700. Hastings also has a 2016 Ford Escape Titanium Edition, front-wheel drive, has a backup camera, Bluetooth, navigation, and only 25,000 miles with a reduced price of $17,900. Look over our vehicles at Hastings Auto Sales and Service in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
For years now, you've heard that Fort Recovery Insurance Agency has something for everyone. And if you need insurance, they do. When you choose Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we take you inside our fort to find the best plan to protect your home, your business, your vehicles, and your family from the risks you'll face in today's world. When it's time for a new insurance plan, don't depend on just anyone. Depend on Ohio Mutual and Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Welcome back to Salina Intermediate School. Indians are up 18-17. Chloe Stillwater with the serve. And the overpass from Paige Studi and Olivia Patch.
that ball down.
You think that was a block, or you think they were still on that?
Sure. I'm not sure he gave that to either. They were both on that one.
So. Yeah.
1917 Indians, that's what we're back to again. Nice short serve. And
Olivia just,
And he has to pre-ball it over. Carlin steps to the outside. Oh, nice block by the Indian.
Oh, nice.
Yes, nice block.
Oh my gosh, they're playing in that.
Wow.
Really
got it over, and Liv passed it back over. Not that time. Let's try to hit it in the middle, and Liv blocked that straight down.
That was an eat-it ball, I think.
Got to give Lina credit for getting that ball over. I thought for sure that was down on the block on the outside.
I don't know how they got to that. That was pretty great. Great playing by Lina.
Another good serve by Chloe, and they set the outside. And that's way out of bounds.
Indians get another point. 21-17.
We blocked Brunswick a few times on the outside, so she's trying to hit high.
Yep, that's where we want her to hit it.
We want to hit it.
Way high.
But 21-17. Showwater at the third. And that's an overpass, and Pat takes that one down again. Samantha Carlin doesn't have a chance.
No,
that was nice.
Yeah,
good way to save them up.
Good effort by Samantha, though.
Yeah. Water, nice serve. Back that to the right. A good dig by Chloe. Keeping up with it. Paige Judy gets it in the net.
It's almost like you know that's going to happen when she does.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, you're just off a little.
Yep.
Hit it higher.
Yep. Facing the wrong way.
Yeah. Hit it high, girl.
Indians up 22-18 here in this first set. I believe it's about 112 degrees in this gym.
Yeah.
So we're warm.
Yep. I think we're sweating more than the girls. I don't know about you.
It almost looks like I got a lot of pop in their steps tonight. You know, and it seems like a little bit down. But 23-18, Bulldogs third one in the net. Back to serve for the Indians. It's Fort Camp. Serves to the back corner. Out under the drop shot over the net. Nice dig by Chloe. He can set that for Carly. Cross court shot with two hands. Back come the Bulldogs again. And we cannot get it over.
Nope.
That poor girl put herself in a really big block there.
Yeah.
She couldn't get it over the net.
Yeah. Got it right to him.
Yep. 24-19 Indians up. Game point here. Fort Camp back to serve. Another great serve. Eight serves there.
Damn.
That's nice. What we needed.
Yes, it was.
All right. We can finish that game. 25-18 Indians take that one. And we'll be back in a moment.
Stop in the Wayne Street Market and check out their new items in their deli. They're always trying to add new shopping choices for you, so they've added a new line of Troyer Deli meats and cheeses to their deli selections. All your Eckridge favorites are still there, and now you can have some lower price options and still get the high quality you expect at Wayne Street Market. They have Troyer Virginia ham for just $4.99 a pound and ham off the bone for $5.49 a pound. Also check out Troyer's high quality, lower price cheese. Choose Colby, Colby Jack, or Baby Swiss for just $5.49 a pound. Stop in soon and see the new items from Troyer in their deli. You can always count on great prices and great selection throughout the store at Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around.
At Cooper Farms, we know we would not be where we are today without the hard work and dedication from our team members for the last 80 years. That's why we partnered with Activate Healthcare and made their health and well-being our top priority. All team members enrolled in the Cooper Farms Health Insurance Plan have access to our three Activate Health Center locations. There are no co-pays, free lab work, and many prescriptions are free. To take advantage of this, as well as other great benefits, visit cooperfarms.com/joinourteam. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hello, this is Chad Fowler from Fowler Mechanical. Whether you're a longtime customer or someone we have not had the privilege to serve yet, I want you to know we are here for all your residential and commercial heating, air conditioning, and plumbing needs. We have been proudly serving the Fort Recovery area since 2004, so give us a call at Fowler Mechanical and see what we can do for you. Fowler Mechanical, 419-375-2410.
A lot.
We're back.
We are back.
Yes, we are.
Trying to get my boys down in to get me a water, and it costs me about $10 every time I give them some money.
And you don't get any change in that water, do you?
Yeah, no. For some reason, the piggy banks keep getting full.
Yeah. So a little bit fast in the first game. Offensively, we struggled a little bit. I think it might have just been our passing. I feel like our setters are running around like chickens with their heads cut off. I don't know. Leading us in kills, Brooke Collins was two. Paige Forkamp, Paige Judy, Whitley,
no, not even Whitley, Marissa, each have one, and that's it.
Patch had, what do you call them, on overpass?
She did have one on the overpass.
Digs for the Indians, I am. I remind you, these stats are about as good as I can think and talk and write at the same time. So, Brennan Holman, 3 digs. Kiki, 1 dig. Prakali has 3. Chloe Showalter, 3. And Chloe had a couple of really nice digs on tough plays out there. Paige Fourcamp with 2. Whitley Rammel with 1. Paige Judy with 1. And North Sakarki with a dig as well.
Yeah.
So we hope the set 2 will bring a little more life to the Indians.
Yeah.
Like they were kind of flat.
And
didn't look very sharp.
Not as sharp as I see them. We'll see if they clean it up here.
Again tonight, the freshmen won their game against Parkway. I believe it was the first time the freshmen took on the Parkway Panthers at home tonight. And they won the match in 2 sets, 25-21, 25-14. Thanks, Randall Wendell, for giving me the report.
Yep.
And we're ready to start set 2. The Bulldogs will be back to turf. Sure was good. The colleague with the big out the hole. Paige Fourcamp, nice. Smash one down.
There it is.
That looks good.
Yep, that looks real pretty. That's what we like to see.
We hadn't seen a hit with any oomph on it.
Nope.
First set.
Nope.
Not much better.
Yeah, not even a set that was. That was just classic play right there.
Yeah, nice pass to set it started off.
Yeah.
For the Indians, back to serve is Brenna Holman.
Ooh,
and
yeah.
Serve off of number 2. Becca Stein.
Yep. We'd like to see. Throw it to her again. I'll see if she gets that same zone.
Yeah. I would keep trying that zone. Indians up 2-0. Brenna back to serve again. Another
nice serve.
Great dig by Brenna.
Wow.
Just something over the net. Brenna came out of nowhere and dug that one up. So Swine out trying to run a quick set through the middle and not on Libby Patch. And each four camp is there to take that one straight down. Nice block by the girls. Way to read that.
Yep.
Brenna back to serve again. Another nice serve. Same zone. Harlan back set on the right side and going to miss it off the. I think that's a freshman.
Yeah, I think so. Number 9, yep.
Yeah.
No, that'll
be Guzenbiller.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
I'm looking at the
green. Out there. Indians up 4-0, and Brenna serves one in the net. So,
we
score 4-1. So, it looks like Brenna's coming out. Willie's coming back in. They're doing the old switcheroo with the libero there.
Okay.
In the lineup for the Indians, we have Kiki, Prakali, Paige Fourcamp, Liv Patch, Hope Wendell, and Marissa Garkey. So the Bulldogs with a serve over the net and overpass on a serve by Paige Fourcamp, and Maria Lutz puts that one down. So 4-2. Bulldogs back to serve again. Another nice serve to Fourcamp, Prakali, Patch, Fourcamp.
Smash it.
Set it back up and hit it out of bounds.
Yeah, well, love to put out of bounds.
Yep.
We'd like to see.
Yeah.
The Indians up 5-2.
Yeah, Chloe Showalter back to serve for the Indians. In the front row, Paige Judy. Good call. Showalter with a nice serve. Carlin cuts up the outside for the libero.
Nice dig.
Paige Judy fired it right off the
line
there.
I don't think that line judge blinked.
She didn't move.
I don't think she moved either.
Coming hard.
That dig was by who? That dig was Chloe.
It
was Chloe. Yeah,
nice dig. It's a beautiful dig.
That means Brooke Carly got the assist.
Yeah. Back set for the Bulldogs.
Chloe did.
Another dig. Kiki, better of the Paige Fourcamp.
Nice.
Gonna get it up. Carlin,
nice dig.
Indians scrambling to save it.
Nice.
Kiki back over on the free ball here. Indians save. Slide. Off today, right? Bulldogs get it just inside the line.
Again, a biggest blocker out there. I don't know if she's not reading, not seeing. Could be.
Bulldogs back to serve. 6-3. The Indians are up. Throw it up. Say it. Get past. Double hit on Chloe.
I didn't see that either.
But Billy McNeilen back to serve for the Bulldogs. He moves up to 4.
and I was just told first time she's libero.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Had a nice serve for the Bulldogs, but set to live pass, and she hits her out of bounds on her right side.
Kind of a little bit too sharp. Right.
Yep. Get that ball straight down.
I know.
On Saturday, she's putting that ball straight down.
Well.
So the Indians are still up 6-5. Miss Nealon back to serve. On a third. Serving around. Kiki with the dig. Chloe with the set.
And
she's off on that set.
Yeah.
She just had to free ball it over. And nice hit by the Bulldogs back in the corner. Chloe tries to get it and just goes off her hand. And no one can get to it. Tied up again. 6-6. Here. Miss Nealon back to serve again. And that serve goes out of bounds.
Very nice to see. Going out of bounds.
Rotate a little bit.
Yeah,
out of that.
Yeah.
Little lull we had going on there. So back to serve for the Indians on page 14. And the Indians up 7-6.
Oh, hello.
Yeah.
Hello, Mom.
That one out of bounds. Yeah. Not even close.
A little switcher point.
Yeah.
Ties us up. 7-7. So we had a good run at the beginning, and now we're a little lull here. Let's see if we can get out of that.
I'm not sure who this girl is. They don't have her number.
Another JD player, maybe?
I'm not sure, but she's looking at terms of internet as well. So 3 missed serves in a row.
Taylor, no, it's not Taylor Binkley. It's she's a, I know Taylor. Yeah.
Sorry for any Bulldogs fans listening out there. I'm not sure who that is.
No, because
she's a libero. Kiki serves, nice serve. Bulldogs stood up, set the right side to Caleb Winthrop on the line.
Yeah.
And blocked by Brooke Colling and Liz Kerr-Whitley for Hamill. Oh, that was a great block.
Yeah,
got excited over that.
That was pretty.
Yeah, put that ball straight down.
Yeah. Right in a huge hole if we want to pin it.
But between the two.
Yeah.
But they work well together.
Don't they do?
Good serve by Kiki.
They compliment.
The Dogs are having trouble with it and have to free ball it over. Big for Paige Forkamp. And it's set a little close to the net. And I think Paige Judy got in the net.
Yep. That's what the sign is. Paige Judy in the net.
That set got a little too close to the net.
Yeah.
Indians up 9-8. Harlan back to serve for the Lady Dogs. Between Forkamp and Key and eighth serve.
There's just two of them. Oh, they got Brooke Collins pulled off. I wonder what happened. I was like,
She wasn't there before.
Yeah, she wasn't there before. I was like, where did she go?
Harlan back to serve again. There's the forecamp of the dig. Chloe's the back set.
Nice.
Paige Judy on a nice fire ball straight down.
I'm telling you, that's her side.
Yeah, and that was a great set, too. So she's
pretty.
She adjusted well to that.
She did.
Looks great.
Yeah.
Another kill for Judy. So in the lineup for the Indians, Hope Wendell back to serve. And in the front row, Marissa Garcia comes in for Chloe, and Paige Judy takes a seat. Just a little breather for us.
Mm-hmm.
Hope with a nice serve right here on the line. And the Dogs can't, maybe the Bulldogs can't get it over the net.
Really nice to see. A little bump set by Carlin, and the hitter couldn't quite get to it.
It all started with a really tough serve. That
she
put it right on the line here. They're going to eat that girl alive.
Yeah.
So. Short serve just over the net. Carlin back sets for Brunswick. Another block by Brooke Colling and Whitley Ramel. Same exactly as before.
Yeah.
Put that ball.
We'll have to see a little defense.
Yeah. So Indians up 12-9. Hope Wendell back to serve again.
You know, you got to give a lot of tech credit to Brooke Colling blocking. She's not even touching the ball.
Yeah.
But she's setting a block,
yeah.
And the kids don't realize how much more important that is than just getting there.
Absolutely,
you know?
And that's something that's hard to learn.
Yeah.
Especially, you know, taking younger age, you got to learn how to set that block.
Yep.
So the Bulldogs, Lady Bulldogs, want to take a timeout. Indians up 13-9. We'll be back in a minute.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canoke from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting the work done. You know better than anyone that this business can be backbreaking. But that's all the more reason to partner with someone who has your back. Ferris is about helping you finish strong and feel good about doing it. Ferris commercial grade mowers feature patented suspension technology that allows you to mow faster and get more work done while keeping you comfortable so you can feel good tomorrow. Ferris, work hard, feel good.
And we're back.
Yep, we're back. We got 3 kills already. I think last game we had
4?
4? 5?
We're calling up 2 days in the first half.
Yeah.
Rick and Whitley have come up with some really nice blocks here.
Yeah,
they have. Couple plays.
Yep.
Coming on that right side really well.
Yeah, they are.
Right side hitters.
Yeah. We're nice to see. I'd love to keep feeding that side.
Yep.
tractor, hay rig back there.
Hope's back there to serve, and she's been rallying off quite a few serves.
Yeah.
We got some moisture on the floor, which I can imagine, because like I said before, it's about 112 degrees in here.
Yeah, I should have recommended everybody, you know, bring a pool, bring a, you know, wear your bikini in, or, you know,
work gun.
It is
warm in here. So hope went back to serve for the Lady Indians on a nice serve. Bulldog stuck in the middle, tries to tip it over. Whitley pushes it back on the Bulldog side. So just kind of a free ball hit over. Four camp with the dig to Hope, to Whitley, and the Bulldogs have to, try to hit it over and hit it in the net.
What they got in the net, her hand.
Whitley,
which I don't know that they should call that, because
that ball wouldn't
know. I think that's a new rule. It's like a no call if it doesn't interfere with the player.
Yeah.
But, could be wrong, I guess.
Brunswick back to serve for the Bulldogs. And nice set, I hope, to Whitley Ramble down the middle, and she slammed one home.
Yeah.
The Indians up 15-9. Looking a little bit better this set.
Yeah.
A little more consistency.
Yep.
We're getting some more good passes and sets in there. Good serve by Brooke Colleague. Double hit from the Bulldogs.
Nice. It's a good thing because the block was right on Lutz. Right on her there. So she was about to eat that, and there was no coverage.
Brooke Colleague again. Nice short serve there. Harlan trying to get it over to set. Left side. Right through the block. Right through Marissa and Whitley.
Yeah, right through them.
They were there for the block coverage. It just snuck right through them.
Yep. So.
Indians up 16-10. Puts Brooklyn Bourne back. She looks like she's a freshman.
Yeah.
Back to serve for the Lady Dogs. Brooke Colleague with the pass. The dig up. Paige Forkamp slammed that one, but...
Ooh.
Bulldogs get it back over. Whitley tries to... throw that back over, and they call a throw on
it. Yeah, no, they call Carlin on a back row attack, so it's Indian.
Oh, they did?
Yep. Indian point.
Yeah.
I'm glad she was paying attention, because I sure didn't. Carlin got called for a back row attack. That's what we like to see.
She disguises it well, because she's always
been I know it.
So back to serve for the Indians is Brenna Holman, 17-10, the Indians up. Good serve. Carlin sets the left side here.
Dead
by Forkamp. Up to Brennan. Forkamp off the free ball over. Bulldogs are setting up. They set up the left side here. The Lolly pop set over. Brenna Holman with the dig. Marissa. Marissa with the hit. I think that set was too far off the net.
Yeah.
She hit it right into the block.
Yeah, she sure did.
That set was a little bit too far off the net.
Yeah. And too far in. We gotta start at 10.
Yeah.
Got to get that ball all the way out to that antenna so we can decide if we want to hit line.
Exactly. Yep.
When you set it in, you're leading it right to that middle blocker. So I'm like, sure Chelsea told her the same thing I did. Our kids were calling over each other.
Allison Brown comes in for the Lady Bulldogs to serve, and she put that one in the net, so it took the Indians up 17-12 here in set number two. And the Lady Indians took the first set 25-19. I'm back to serve the Indians. It's Chloe Showwater. Set over. Maria Lutz tries to just tap it over. Got a block on it. Indians back across the
net.
Paige Judy with a nice kill. Set by Chloe on the left side.
Yeah, it was.
Nice kill by Paige Judy.
Yeah. So that was a block by Olivia Pass. So I didn't block it, and I had to play it. So
mm-hmm.
Lutz had to play it. So.
Showwater back to serve. Little overpass, and Carlin tries to
get it over the giant.
Yeah, but Paige Judy was there to block that.
So. That was pretty. That was textbook right there.
Yeah,
that's what it was. So it was a nice play. Nice play by Paige Judy.
Bulldogs make a little bit of a hearing for the Lady Bulldogs is up and born.
Yeah.
So he continues to serve. Nice little short serve. Carlin with the tip over. Chloe with the dig. Set the page for it. Camp that block.
Nice.
It's hard and blocked out of bounds. So point for the Indians.
Yep.
And that assist goes to Kiki.
Yes, it does.
So we'll take it. Showwater continues to serve for the Indians. 20-12. We're up now. Good serve. Carlin with a nice tackle.
Yeah.
And the Bulldogs have a free ball it over. Kiki with the dig.
And, you know, we don't get a great free ball pass.
No, we don't.
Be a lot better.
Yeah. Nice block. Nice block for the Indians there.
Yeah.
Let's test the
quick set in the middle, and Paige Judy and Lydia Patch are there to get the ball right back at her.
You know, the coach, you're looking at where Patch and Judy are blocking, you're thinking, I got to get it away from them.
Yeah.
And it's like they're feeding it to them. So I see if Amy sort of makes some changes.
I don't trust them. Almost free balled over and just puts them in the net. And the Indians up 22-12. On Saturday, that Tia Gray was struggling when she had middle hitting and right into a block. And then they started tipping, and they're having some success at tipping.
Yep.
Do a short serve there and doesn't quite get it over the net.
If that would have went over, I think it would have been an ace. Because they were like, oh.
Yeah. It was almost like one of the slow-mo watching.
Yeah, I better haul you know what.
Yep.
Nice. There it is. It'll be a patch for the kill.
Yep.
A great serve receiving. No, that's what it starts. Then it goes to the forehand serve receiving that ball right into close hands. So.
Patch did not have a thundering kill, but it sure was nice and spinning off her hands.
Yep, it sure was.
Each forehand back to serve. Let's kick it out of bounds. So up at the Indians up 24-13. This is game point for the Indians.
Yep.
Set two here. Back to serve. Good serve. Okay, guys, set to the right side. Let's hit it out of bounds. So the Indians take set 2, 25-13, kind of an uneventful set.
Yeah, I think so.
So the Indians up 2 sets. Yeah. We'll be back. Take a break, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Sounds good.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. And don't forget about their pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Count on Kalp Pharmacy to play a key role in keeping you and your family healthy all year long. As flu season gets underway, make sure you are prepared. Kalp Pharmacy is now offering flu vaccines with no appointment necessary. Kalp Pharmacy bills Medicare, Medicaid, most insurances, and provides a discount for cash pay. So stop by for your flu shot at Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Versailles, Union City, and Bern today. Kalp Pharmacy Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Hello, I'm Stacy from Brick Street Tavern. Stop in and see us on Friday and Saturday nights for our great dinner specials. You can get all-you-can-eat roasted chicken dinner for only $6.95, or you can try our 12-ounce New York strip steak dinner for only $12.95. And you can add a little zest and try your steak blackened. Both dinner specials come with jumbo baked potato and our large salad bar. We invite you to stop in at Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery for our New York strip steak or all-you-can-eat chicken dinners on Friday and Saturday nights from 5 to 9 p.m.
At Full Brothers in Fort Recovery, we know that maintaining your equipment's health keeps it running at peak performance. That's why we carry genuine Case IH lubricants, filters, and battery for your total maintenance solutions. Achieve longer service intervals and higher performance with OEM lubricants. Maximize your engine's efficiency with Case IH approved filters and depend on our quick-starting batteries designed to handle extreme vibrations and temperature. Visit Full Brothers in Fort Recovery today and purchase your genuine Case IH lubricants, filters, and batteries to get the most out of your investment.
Hey, we're back here at Flint Intermediate School. Indians take the second set 25-13. I did a terrible job with stats that game, so I don't really have anything. But again, 25-13, not a whole lot going on. I thought the Indians took care of the ball a lot better that game with passing and more consistent serving. So
blocking was good that
and
game.
Blocking was huge.
Yeah. I'm not sure how many kills the Lady Dogs would have had that. That set was very few.
I don't know that they had any.
And
just a few reminders for the rest of the week. Tomorrow we are at New Knoxville and Fort Recovery Radio is going to broadcast again. Susie and I will be your hostess for the night. Thursday night we are at Coldwater Simulcast with WCGW, and thank goodness, because I don't know if I can keep up with that.
Yeah.
And then Friday the football's at New Bremen, and we will have Fort Recovery Radio broadcasting that as well. So if you need something to do the rest of the week, you get your plate full. So. Tune in.
If you haven't seen any volleyball matches, now's the time to start attending some.
Yeah, the
Indians are getting into what I'd call the gauntlet of their schedule, where they're going to be playing, what, 5 or 6 state-ranked teams in
and
a couple weeks.
Thursday is a big one because the two only undefeated teams in the league are playing.
Yeah.
So, assuming we both win on Tuesday.
Right. Well, we can't discount the Knoxville.
No, not at all.
And it goes Whitley Ramel, the number one. And Paige Fullcamp out there to set it again.
Serve to start us off here, and a nice block by Whitley and left there by Paige. So. Good way to start match three.
Yeah.
Colleague back under the serve. Fires one in the middle back. Struggling a little bit to get that ball over. Put the free ball on it over.
See what they do with it.
Colleague hopes to set to Whitley. And free ball it over again for the Dogs. Colleague again out to Paige Fullcamp. And puts that one down.
Yeah, that's what we like to see.
Nice set by Hope there. Yeah. Hope had a couple nice sticks there.
Yeah, she did.
Indians up 2-0.
You know, when they're trying to hit down that line, and we're just sitting on it, waiting on it. You know, if you hit hard down the line, it could be but dig by Key.
Nice dig by Key. Dig to Hope, and Hope has a beautiful set out to Paige Fullcamp.
I don't know if there could have been any prettier.
Wow.
Nice dig. Key was low on that.
Yeah, she was.
She dug.
Yeah, that was a great dig.
You know, if I tried to get that low, I wouldn't get back up.
She just squats.
Her colleague back to serve. She has a nice soft serve. Left back to
nice dig.
Fires it on the left side. Good dig by her colleague. Digs it over the net. Fires in the net. Oh, man, I can't believe they didn't call.
Nope, didn't call.
Was it her?
I couldn't see her arm.
When she swung through, she hit the net. They didn't call it.
Yeah. But Brooke just missed that dig.
Mm-hmm.
Almost had it.
So Indians up 3-1. Back to serve for Lady Bulldogs is
Alice Brown. Called her in. Looks like it was going. Looks like it was sailing out of bounds. But
was it
out in? It was in. She called it in. I can't tell.
She's emotionless over there.
Yeah,
she's like a machine.
Yeah.
3-2. Indians up on Aka. Ace serve by Brown. The lefty fires one again.
Ooh, and another ace right off
the colleague.
Get her arms away from her body. Mm-hmm. I tried to teach her that way back in, like, I don't know, maybe she was a freshman or something. Get your arms away from your body, girl. She likes to bring the ball in too close. Let's see if she fits.
And the lefties, when they serve, it's a little bit of a different look.
That one's out of bounds.
Oh, no. The ball's going out of bounds, and Kiki ducked, and it hit her on the top of the head.
I think it might have slowed it a little. I'm not real sure.
Yeah.
I lost it midstream.
She was out of the way.
Yeah. I think it sailed on her.
Yeah. So another ace for the Brown girl from Salinas. Back to serve again. Brooke Colley gets the dig this time. Hope out to Paige Fullcamp.
Nice.
And the Dogs pick it up. Set to the middle. Oh, Maria.
My goodness sake. I don't know how you make that happen.
Yeah. Some good play by the Indians. There's some hustle there. That comes out. Paige Fullcamp is pushing that one out of bounds.
I don't know how she even got to it. How Hope even got to it. I'm just not real sure. It was a good dig by Paige.
Brooke Colley with the dig. Hope sets Whitley and tosses it over the net. Set back to Paige Fullcamp. Bulldogs pick that up. Set the outside to Lux. Not Maria, must be her sister.
Yeah, and Amelia.
She did not get that ball over the net.
No.
Indians down 5-4. Back to serve for the Indians in front of home. And Whitley Ramel goes out. So does Kiki. And in the front lineup is Olivia Patch.
Nice. Bring it back to serve.
Oh, that failed long. So, point for the Bulldogs. 6-4. Indians are down. And doing a little switcheroo with Libero there. And Kiki back in the lineup. McMillan back to serve. Fullcamp to Hope. Back to Fullcamp for a roll shot. Carlin with a shot over on the second pass.
Oh, geez. Indians got a free ball out.
Yeah. Marissa Garcia had a free ball that one over on a really wide set. And Maria Lutz on the slide put that one out of bounds.
Good thing nobody touched it.
Yeah.
They were thinking about it.
Yeah.
I think Brooke's
floating. Yeah. That ball was floating.
For it. Yeah.
Indians back within one. On the side out, Chloe Showalter back into serve for the Indians. And Paige Judy at the front row. She can run off the fuse.
Oh, no.
I do first. Yeah. Got that serve in the net.
Now, she doesn't miss too much.
No, she doesn't. No, very accurate.
Yeah.
Not much at all. She's got a great, and she scores points. It's such a floater. And she has a, you know, one time over the net, it's hard, and the next time it's barely over, and the next time it drops off.
Yeah.
The bottom drops out of it.
Yeah.
She's got a really nice looking serve.
Yeah, she does.
The Bulldogs serve. Kiki in the middle to Chloe.
Nice.
Ooh, nice set dig. The and nice dig by the Bulldogs, yeah. But goes out of bounds. So point for the Indians. 7-6. The Lady Indians are down. Back to serve for purple and white. Paige Fortkamp. They served it in the net.
Something
two in a row.
Serving.
What is this here?
Oh,
and you know it looks like they're serving right to the center of the court, which is like a big no-no.
Yeah,
big no-no. They serve it there. Carlin back to serve for the Bulldogs. Kiki with a nice dig. That's Paige Judy. And the Bulldogs can't get it over the net.
Yeah, we'll
give her a kill.
Yeah, I believe so.
Yeah, by the grab,
the move.
Nice hit.
Yeah, it was.
Nice, good hard hit.
And great dig by whoever that was.
Yeah, I thought it was by Aurora. Patch takes the seat. Kiki back to serve for the Indians. And front row is.
Nice ace by Kiki.
Yeah. I thought that goes out of bounds. It's three in a row. Shelton might come.
Yeah.
Might come unglued. That ties the game up for the Indians, 8-8. Nice. Kiki gets another nice serve. Oh, another ace.
Yeah.
She's got that coming just barely over the net, and it just, the ball just dies.
Yeah.
Then for the Indians, front row, Paige Judy, Brooke colleague, Whitley Bramel, back row, Kiki, Paige Fortkamp, and Chloe Showalter. Carlin with the back set. Caleb Brunswick with a hit. Fortkamp with a pass, and Chloe can't get to it. So.
Yeah, tight to the net.
Dug that ball too tight to the net.
Yeah.
Good effort. Whitley was there to maybe pull it out, but that net didn't give it much. Didn't give it much hope.
Oh,
another overpass by the Indian.
Dig.
Good dig by Brooke Crowley. Set back to Whitley. Bulldogs bounce the free ball that one over. Straight over. Paige Judy.
Setting it to Chloe.
Good night.
What are we doing?
Oh, my goodness. That was ugly.
That was ugly.
We forget what to do with the free ball, don't we?
Oh,
Lord. That's probably one thing. Our free ball not looked very good tonight.
Huh. That wasn't even a guess. That was like a basketball line out of bounds.
Like almost hit the wall out of bounds. But there isn't a lot of wall, room between the wall and the line here. It feels like a shoebox.
Yeah, it does.
And so Bulldogs serve that one out of bounds. Ties the game up 10-10. Back to serve for the Indians. Is Hope Wendell. Back to front row is Marissa Garkey. Nice serve by Hope. Carlin back set to number 8. Here it is. Oh, nice dig by Hope. Kiki sets over Marissa Garkey. Did not get it over the net. Nice set by Kiki.
Yeah, it was.
Good dig by Hope on that one, but she just couldn't get over the net.
Yeah.
She told me one time, I just don't like those high ones. They just make me nervous.
Well, we're going to start shooting them out, too.
Breathe deep.
Think about it.
If the Indians down actually won,
it's down 11-10.
Yeah. Bulldogs back to serve. Paige Fortkamp to Hope. Whitley through the middle. The Bulldogs pick that one up. Set the left side. Nice dig by Kiki. Hope with the back set to Marissa.
There.
That's awful. That's a tip.
Yeah.
What?
Nobody seen that?
Nobody saw that tip.
Yeah.
Oh, now they're calling somebody in the net.
In the net.
I'm not sure what they
know what's going on. We're taking a timeout for a shoe time, but we can't figure out what the call is.
I don't think anybody has made a call. They're just kind of looking at each other.
Okay, yep, they made the call.
There it is. So why is the Lady Bulldog serving? That's our ball, correct?
That is our ball.
Our point, our ball. There we go.
There it is.
So I'm not sure what they ended up calling on that one.
It was, I think, in the net. They called her in the net.
Okay.
I didn't see a touch, but I know that girl touched.
Yeah, there was a touch on that, no doubt.
Yeah.
But
yes.
Couldn't forget what they called there.
Yeah.
So anyhow, that ties the game up 11-11. Brings Brooke Holly back to serve for the Indians. Nice serve by Brooke over the net. To the middle of the back. Struggles looking for that. Three ball over. Carlin, three balls over.
Oh, there's
Holly to Hope. And Whitley in the middle. That was a nice set and nice kill by Whitley.
Yeah.
One-on-one block, solo block like that. That's tough for the other team to stop that powerful hit of Whitley.
So we're going to win.
Yeah.
And kudos to get it in there. That's
right.
That's a
right.
Good free ball play right there.
That's why she didn't do it.
Big Hope, a big by Hope. Kiki passes it out, Paige Forecamp, and she hits that ball in the net.
Yeah.
Another deep set off the net. We got to get those.
We need to work on
closer.
That.
Yeah, our free ball. We need to work on our free ball play.
Yeah.
If we can make a few free ball plays happen, so we can
smash
it.
Yeah. 12-12. Tie the game up here. Serve over to Paige Forecamp to Hope, and Whitley to put that one out of bounds.
You get on top of that ball.
Yeah.
Nice, you said it.
Yeah.
Brown serve again, and they caught it out. The girl set out, but that ball was in.
Yep.
So eight serve for Brown. They're having a little trouble with first serving.
It's a strong serve.
Very strong serve.
Is that lefty?
Yeah, she's a lefty.
Yep.
Indian's down by two.
We need to bring her to practice. Let her serve to us.
Yeah.
Let's hit that one out.
Hit that one out. Yep. Kiki takes a seat on the bench. A little break. So does Whitley. Back to serve for the Indians is Brenna Holman. Luke Patch comes from the front line. So for the Indians, Luke Patch takes four Kent Mercedarkey. Back row, Brenna Holman. Carly and Hope. And Brenna serves that one out of bounds. We're struggling with our serves tonight. Can't find the court. We're either hitting in the net or out of bounds.
It's a 30 by 30.
It's just so deceptive in here. These balls are so close. Kiki with a nice big old serve there by the Bulldogs.
Oh, wow.
Hope back sets up. Live Patch. And she just kind of lays it over in the corner.
Yeah. Now.
Finds a ginormous hole.
Yeah.
Almost looks like Hope kind of held on to it a little bit.
Right.
Long. I'm surprised Jim didn't call that one. I think Todd Engel's up, he would call that.
Yeah.
But he's not. So.
Yeah.
Chloe Showalter back to serve for the Indians. Means down 15-14. Nice serve. Back set to left. Back set to left. And she hits it in the net.
Yeah.
Big block coming out of there.
Yeah, and again, you got to look at French and Paige Judy. They're blocking. And it would, you know, maybe try to swing her around the front side.
Mm-hmm.
Or you might maybe not have so much of a,
I don't know. Then you got Paige Forecamp out of there.
And, good.
Looks probably from the back row attack there.
She's like, I got it.
The Bulldogs pick that up and then just drop shot over the net. Kiki takes free ball. Pass it over to Forecamp on the right side and gets the ball down.
Yep.
Better set that time than Kiki on that free ball play.
Yeah. Much better. She's getting it to the net. And she knows it. And you know, we can.
It's easy for us to sit here and say, hey, get that
ball up there. And she's over there on the net. What I'm doing.
Put the Indians up by one, 16-15. Chloe back to serve again. Another nice serve in the middle of the net. They free ball it over. So Forecamp to Chloe to live and hold her for a double.
I'm not sure about that one.
Didn't matter on the hit. Liv hit it in the net anyways, but I didn't quite see the double on that call.
Didn't either. It's Kim, I can't think of her last name up there. Our up official usually does a pretty good job, but Indians one timeout.
16 off. We'll be back.
Okay.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go, or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
Oh, we're back.
Yeah, we're back.
We're back in Flint Intermediate School here tonight. We're in set three, match against the Lady Bulldogs. You need to match sets one and two, and we are tied 16 here in set number three. A little bit sloppier play this set than we did in set two.
Yep.
Hopefully we can rattle off some points here and bring it home with a little bit cleaner play.
Yep.
The JV did lose to the Lady Bulldogs in three sets tonight. Three close sets.
Yep.
And the freshman girls took Brown Park away in two sets tonight.
Oh, good hustle, Chloe.
Yeah. Oh, nice take.
Yeah,
call that out.
Yeah. I wasn't sure. I couldn't tell. I'm glad she was watching.
That set was really, really wide.
side, and yeah. Judy tried to save it, but couldn't quite get it in between the,
yeah. On the inside and the
inside.
Good try, though.
Bulldog's back to serve. Oh, nice short serve. He tried to get her underneath that and shanked it off to the side. So, Indians down 18-16 here in set number three, so we need to...
There we go.
Better pass it here to get this going. Paige Judy with a pass on to Chloe. That's up Paige Forkamp. And let's hold along to that. Didn't call a touch on it.
Nope.
I couldn't tell from here. 19-14, yeah. Indians down. Looks probably just a pass to Chloe. That's outside the page, Judy. Very nice.
And yet when you got hard on the other side of that, I mean, that should be just every time.
Yeah,
you know.
That should be the option.
Yep. Every
She's got well over a foot on her.
Yes.
Over a foot. So the Indians up 19, or down 19-17, excuse me. Page 4 can't back to serve. Mixed up all over the net. Carlin sets the outside. Blocked by Paige Judy. Carlin back with a hit. Dig by Paige Fortcamp. Chloe sets up back row. Paige Fortcamp.
Nice.
Blast it. Oh, nice dig by the Bulldogs. Oh,
whoa.
Really good over the net. Good catch. Oh, nice. Chloe just got cut in the hole right in the middle.
Yeah, that was pretty. But good time to do it, too. Good time to do it.
They were out of sync over there. And
they were rushing back to base, and she just dumped it right in front of them.
She's forking it back to serve. Serve,
19-18.
Yeah. So if you call that an ace,
I think I would. Yeah, that was, I don't know. A little bit of time to sign.
Yeah. 19,
that's a tricky one.
We don't care if the point.
Yep.
Ace or not, it's a point, right? Forking it back to serve. In the middle, Carlin. Libero. Paige Forkamp with the dig. Chloe Showalter, the back set to Paige Judy.
Nice.
Good dig by the Bulldogs. Set in the middle. Another good dig by Kiki. And somebody's in the net. So, see.
Patch. Okay.
Yep.
I looked down a foot or two left, and I looked down and didn't see the five.
Yep.
Don't see that too often. We'll get past the net.
Carlin got the story for the Lady Dogs. Kiki with a dig. Pat puts it down.
Nice.
Right in between the blocks. So,
nice little time.
2020, yeah.
Then a back
out for Lady India.
I think it's been back and forth to stop all the time.
Kiki back to serve. Nice serve. Carlin puts the right side here.
Nice dig.
Dig by Kiki.
Chloe.
Back set to Paige Judy. Nice. Roll shots it over. Oh, they overpass it. Really rams that down. Down their throat.
She says, coming back at you.
Yeah, that was a protect your face by
yeah.
on the other side.
Yeah, it was.
That was nice. Yep. Impressive time of the net there by really good net play. If Indians up by one, Kiki back to serve. And another nice serve.
Yeah.
Serve. Just inside back line. Nice.
Man, that looks from here like it's sailed a hot mouth. But, you know, we're not the best style. Like
right.
Game, so.
22-20, the Indians up by two. And a good serve by Kiki. Set in the middle here. Kiki, it's good dig. Chloe. Set.
That's pretty. I like that. I think if that would really make that work. Oh. I totally know where she is coming from then.
Trying to set the back row on that.
Yeah.
Trying to do a soft head over and just couldn't make it.
Yeah.
Well, Indians are falling over each other.
Yeah, they are.
Punch back over by Paige Judy. They set the middle. Whitley blocks it. Whitley hooks it up. Nice reaction coming to the net there by Paige Judy and Whitley. And we're probably to get back over. Oh, nice block. There it is. Wow.
Willie and Brooke Colling.
Yep.
Wow.
I'll tell you, those two just compliment each other.
Yeah, that was a great block.
That was just timing.
That right side, they can't get anything on that right side.
No.
That was great. Brooke Colling set that block really nice.
Yeah.
Good to be able to clean up the mess.
Yep. Amen.
Hope one will back to surf the Indians up 23-21 in this first set. Carlin sets the middle.
Oh,
really got her hands on that one, but just didn't get it back over the net.
Yeah. I think Brooke, I don't know if Brooke has been told to block middle there. She did not go up, and I think if she would have, that might have been the close
yeah.
that she needed. So.
Yeah.
All
right. 23-22, means up by one.
Let's see if we can finish this out.
Oh!
Ace off of Paige Forkamp. Indians.
Not very happy.
No, I bet she's not.
Taking the time be right back.
Proudly serving the Fort Recovery area for over 23 years, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has the expertise to handle any dirt work you need. From installing waterways and building pads to demolition work and septic system installation, Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage has all the equipment you need to get the job done right. Does your driveway need some fresh gravel, or do you need some dirt hauled in? We can take care of all your hauling needs as well. Give Brian a call at 419-852-6655. Fort Camp Excavating and Farm Drainage. Go Indians.
Hello, I'm Harold Seeley, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service in Fort Recovery, Ohio. We have a 2016 Jeep Compass four-wheel drive high altitude edition with a sunroof, also has a remote start and a backup camera. Only 14,000 miles and we're asking $16,700. Hastings also has a 2016 Ford Escape Titanium Edition, front-wheel drive, has a backup camera, Bluetooth.
Hey, we're back. 23-23, it's the barn burner.
Bulldogs back to serve.
Oh, nice play.
So wonderful to get that ball up. He just had a free ball that back over. Carlin sets the outside. He calls for a double.
Double on Carlin. I don't know. I didn't see that one either.
I didn't either.
I think Kim's been watching Todd too much.
Wait till I see him next.
I hope he's listening, but I know better.
He's out officiating somewhere, I'm sure. Game point for the Indians here, 24-23. We're probably back to serve. Good serve.
Ooh, nice.
Bulldog set the middle.
Oh.
Hold off her hand.
Yeah. I'm going to take that shoulder. Take away that shoulder.
24 all. We got the lefty back to third.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Girlfriend.
Oh, boy.
The Bulldog.
She's wreaked havoc on us.
She has. She has.
Yeah.
It's probably get a nice set. Wendell out the tape for a cap. Boom.
Okay, there's not too many girls that can set all the way from the right side all the way to the left
and shoot. And beautiful.
Gosh, Hope can do it.
Beautiful set by Hope. And found it all down.
Finished.
25-24. Brennan Holman back to serve for the Indians. Good serve. Carlin sets up right side here.
Oh, wow.
Just found the inside.
He found it.
Inside the back corner.
Yeah.
I almost think that was a miss hit.
It looked like it. It looked like it.
She
gets
kind of
one in.
There on that slide and kind of got on the back corner.
Yep. She got it in.
25 all.
Four camp
to Hope. Get that.
Nice.
You hit it out of
it. Oh. It looks prettier than that.
Mm-hmm. Indians down by one here. 26-25. Gotta have this point here. Keep this game rolling.
Yeah.
Back to serve.
Oh, yeah.
Serving the net for the Lady Dog.
We have to win this because Toby Seifring just said if we don't, I owe him a beer. So I think that's his name.
I'm not 100% sure.
Is that right now?
Yeah, okay.
I'm like, okay, if tail spins open, we're going.
I don't know. Chloe back to serve from Lady Indian.
Oh, no, wait, we're in Salina.
Right. Carlin back on the right side. Set.
Oh,
in. She called that one in.
Yeah, she did.
Yikes.
I think we touched it, honestly. I think we touched it.
Did it?
Yeah, I think we did.
It was out by 6 inches or more.
Was it? I couldn't see it.
But
if we'll give it to them.
Yeah. It's a judgment call, and they're in the best they can. So.
Yeah. That put the Indians down 27-26 again. Got to get this point here.
Yeah. Let's see where she wants to serve it. No pressure, but don't serve it out of bounds for a long time. I think Danny can get our point back here.
Yep. With a nice dig. Chloe took Paige Judy on the outside. Wow. Paige Judy did a nice job of getting that ball over the net.
She didn't have to do anything else.
Just tapped it over.
Yep.
And that was locked.
Had to do.
Yep.
I would have been scared to death.
Yep.
Because there was no blocker.
Paige Four can't back to serve for the Indians. 27 all. Carlin puts the left side. And blocked by the Indians. Yeah. Paige Judy in. Blue patch with a block straight down. 28-27 Indians up.
Here we go.
The Santa Barbara
finish it.
Mm-hmm. I wouldn't want to be serving right
now. No, I wouldn't either. A lot of serves.
Yep. He's working up with the serve. Carlin sets the right side back to Brunswick.
Out.
She hits the ball.
Yeah.
Win for the Indians. Not a pretty win.
No,
but
no.
Win to win.
We'll take it. We'll take it.
So the Indians take set 3, 29-27. And we will be back in a moment.
Yep.
Hello, I'm Harold Seeley, owner of Hastings Auto Sales and Service in Fort Recovery, Ohio. We have a 2016 Jeep Compass four-wheel drive high altitude edition with a sunroof, also has a remote start and a backup camera. Only 14,000 miles and we're asking $16,700. Hastings also has a 2016 Ford Escape Titanium Edition, front-wheel drive, has a backup camera, Bluetooth, navigation, and only 25,000 miles with a reduced price of $17,900. Look over our vehicles at Hastings Auto Sales and Service in historic Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Choosing the right insurance plan is as important as choosing the right insurance agency. And Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is the right choice for you. We'll bring you inside our fort to protect you and help you recover when you've had a loss. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency will help find the right Ohio Mutual plan for your needs. Start in the right place so you end up in the right place. Where we've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call us at 888-375-4181.
Stop in the Wayne Street Market and check out their new items in their deli. They're always trying to add new shopping choices for you, so they've added a new line of Troyer deli meats and cheeses to their deli selections. All your Eckridge favorites are still there, and now you can have some lower price options and still get the high quality you expect at Wayne Street Market. They have Troyer Virginia ham for just $4.99 a pound and ham off the bone for $5.49 a pound. Also check out Troyer's high quality, lower price cheese. Cheese Colby, Colby Jack, or Baby Swiss for just $5.49 a pound. Stop in soon and see the new items from Troyer in their deli. You can always count on great prices and great selection throughout the store at Wayne Street Market, the best meat market around.
We're back. Yeah,
we're back.
Lady Indians take the game tonight in three sets over Lady Bulldogs. Last set was 29-27. It definitely, like we said before, wasn't a pretty win.
No, not a pretty win. I think they struggled in passing a little bit, and I think Chelsea Travis would probably agree with our setters running around like wild chickens out
right.
there. So,
right, passing one night. We struggled on serving. The girls were able to pull that win out.
But didn't they know I was telling somebody the difference the other night? Last year's team to this year's team is these girls are just, they don't let anything kind of get them down. They're just heads are up, and even if they make a mistake, they're like, hey, well, I'll get it next time.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Some of them really hang their heads, and these girls don't. So kudos to them. They look like they all get along and just play.
Right.
Play the game.
Yeah. So we do have a few stats from that last set. And four digs for Kiki, four for Brooke Colleague, one for Hope, three for Paige for Camp, and then Paige Judy with the dig.
And I just have final kill stats and assist. Paige for Camp led us with seven kills. Excuse me. Paige Judy and Olivia Patchworth had six. Whitney Rammel with three. Marissa Gerke and Brooke Colleague both with two. And then Hope had 11 assists. Chloe had seven. I might be off a little bit when I'm doing the radio and trying to do stats. It gets a little rough. But that's what I got. And the Indians win in three. Last game was, what, 29-27?
Yes.
Yep. They had to fight for every single little
fight.
I think the difference was just the aggressive serving towards the end. I think Salina felt like, oh, let's just get it over and get this win. And
yeah.
We were like, it's too bad. So we got a little aggressive there towards the end. And it's just the way we wanted it.
Yep,
we
sure did.
And three.
We'll take tonight and learn from things.
Yeah.
Clean some things up. Because we have a really tough schedule ahead of us.
We're just starting.
Yeah, we're going to be tested over the next few weeks. So we will, tomorrow night, we will be back on the radio. Diane and I will be doing the game from New Knoxville.
Mm-hmm.
And then Thursday night, WPG will be simulcasting when we'll be at Coldwater. And Coldwater is fourth in the state, Division 3 now.
Fourth or fifth,
something like that. So unbeaten in the max. We should be able to win tomorrow night. If we win tomorrow night.
Yeah.
And Thursday night will be the battles of the unbeaten in the max. So important game Thursday night, or every game moving ahead is definitely important.
Yeah,
but
for sure.
We definitely have to clean some things up.
Yep, definitely.
We're going to compete.
Yep, amen to that.
So, all right.
That's what tomorrow night.
That's all we got, Neil.
See you tomorrow night.
Thank you.
Today's special sports cover right here on Fort Recovery.
Internet Radio was being brought to you by the community-minded sponsors that you heard during today's special sportscast and the Sports Department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio and all the volunteers of FortRecoveryRadio.com. Thanks for listening. Now we're going to send it back to the studio for regular programming.